Coming up on episode number 393, it's requests. It's Monday night, and we've got trivia and Tina. You know, I've just pretty much laid it all on the line for you. It's the All Request Monday show coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night. It is December 3rd, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to the All Request edition of Coverville. Tonight, playing the stuff that you've emailed me or called in and asked me to play, which I'm happy to do, always happy to do, and not just because it takes a lot of the workload off of me, but because you guys turned me on to so much great music that I wouldn't have found otherwise. So tonight we're going to start things off with a request that's also kind of a dedication, kind of a memorial. Last week, Kevin Dubrow, who's the lead singer of Quiet Riot, died mysteriously in Vegas. As of right now, they haven't disclosed or they haven't figured out his cause of death. But in any case, let's have a dedication to Kevin Dubrow. Chuck from Birmingham, Michigan emailed me, and he was 10 years old when Quiet Riot hit it big with Metal Health and their cover of Slade's Come On Feel the Noise. He's been a fan ever since. He even has some of the obscure albums that barely had any distribution. He says, on Terrified, they covered The Small Faces' Ichiku Park. I'm requesting that you play it in tribute to Kevin. And I'm happy to do it. I think it's a great cover, and I'm really excited to get to play it for you. And as a tribute to Kevin Dubrow, I think it works that way as well. So we're going to kick things off tonight from Terrified, which came out in 1993. Here's Kevin Dubrow and Quiet Riot with their cover of The Small Faces' Ichiku Park.
Come out.
out and I sat her fun in the sun.
Give you anything to feel that coming? Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all my faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you slide? Slide, yeah. Do you love this life we kill? The priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall. He might disown you. Do you suppose I'll ever know what it means to be a man? Funny how things say I live around it. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you slide? Yeah, slide. And I'll do anything you ever dreamed to be complete. Little pieces of nothing left for. Your arms around me. What you feel is what you are. What you are is beautiful. Oh, hey. You wanna get married or run away? But nothing left for me. Put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are. What you are is beautiful. We'll be right back.
Going out to Brian in Tallahassee, Florida, who had a birthday on Saturday, December 1st, and his friends are getting ready to leave town, and they wanted to make his birthday extra special, so they requested a cover by Death Cab for Cutie. That is Death Cab for Cutie covering Julian Cope. Thanks to Jules from Florida State University for letting me know about his request, his dedication for Brian. World Shut Your Mouth, and that comes from the single of Crooked Teeth by Death Cab for Cutie. Before that, a rare track, Slide, originally by the Goo Goo Dolls. They're covered live by Howie Day, and that was a request from Guillermo, who lives in Chula Vista, California. Thank you, Guillermo. And then we started things off with Kevin Dubrow and Quiet Riot, the late Kevin Dubrow, with their version of The Small Faces' Ichiku Park, which you'll find on the Quiet Riot album Terrified from 1993. Again, thanks to Chuck in Birmingham, Michigan, for suggesting that track. Well, let me tell you about our sponsor for this week's shows from Coverville, Audio Engine USA. Yes, fantastic speakers. You've heard me talk about them quite a bit here on the show. Audio Engine originally was advertising, and still are. They still have them, the A5 speakers, which are the bookshelf speakers. Fantastic set of bookshelf speakers that really do fill a room with sound. And what the bookshelf speakers have is the plug on the back, the extra power outlet, so that you can plug in an Airport Express, for example, and have the music wirelessly sent from your laptop or your computer anywhere in the house to wherever these speakers are. They've got dual inputs for eighth inch audio jacks, as well as the RCA, the dual jacks for RCA, the red and white. They really fill a room with sound, and they sound absolutely incredible. About $350 a pair, which is a steal when you compare them to high-end speakers that they absolutely can be compared to. They also have desktop speakers for your computer. I'll tell you more about those later on in the week. But right now you can check them all out at audioengineusa.com or just go to coverville.com/audioengine. It'll take you right to their site where you can look at their terrific line of speakers. All right, getting back to the show here, Jesse in New Hampshire reminded me that he requested Ani DeFranco's cover of Prince's When You Were Mine quite a while back, and I haven't played it. You're right. Sorry, Jesse. I'm going to make it up to you right now and play the play that cover, which is a terrific cover. Now, it is a live bootleg cover, and I usually try to stay away from those on the show. Sometimes because of audio quality, sometimes because I'm worried about copyrights and things like that. But this was freely available on the web, I believe from, I can't remember, I think I downloaded it right from Ani DeFranco's website. So it's something that that she's made available. So I'm happy to play it here. The, like I said, the recording quality is not fantastic, but the song and the emotion that she shows when she sings it, absolutely beautiful. Ani DeFranco live with Prince's When You Were Mine.
We're gonna finish up with a song that I didn't write. It was written by a local fella. A very purple man. And We need somebody to help us out on this one. Please help me to welcome back to the stage an incredible man, an incredible musician, Mr. Maceo Parker.
Thank you. Hey, Brian, this is Eric Zuckerman. I've been occasional correspondent and enthusiastic listener for about a year, and at this point in our time together, I want to make a difficult and tricky request. When my wife and I were in New York City over Labor Day weekend, we heard this band in a club in, I think it was Tribeca, called the Pulse Prophets. And we really liked them. Bunch of guys from Burlington, Vermont, playing like reggae. But they had a great sound. Anyway, my wife wanted to get one of their CDs. We decided not to go with the live one, which was my regret because they had a cover of Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire on it. And I really had a lot of curiosity, and I discovered that almost 2 months later, I still do. So I don't know if you're if you're up for contacting the Pulse Prophets and finding out if you can use their song on your show. Actually, I'm sure they'd love the exposure. But anyway, when you're up for a little challenge for putting together one of those Sunday all-request shows that we citizens of Coverville love so very much, I would love to hear the Pulse Prophets version of Ring of Fire. Anyway, thanks. I will see you. Anyway, thanks, Brian, and I will be in touch, I am sure. Bye.
from the Pulse Prophet CD, Live 9/11/05. That is Ring of Fire, originally by Anita Carter, but of course made famous by the great Johnny Cash. That comes from a CD. That CD, the 9/11/05 CD, is only available from their concerts. So if you go to a Pulse Prophets concert, then you can buy that CD. Otherwise, go check them out on their website, and I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can go find out more about the Pulse Prophets. Before that, Ani DiFranco live with Maceo Parker doing When You Were Mine, an archive file. I guess that wasn't from her site. That came from a site that assembles concert downloads called Archive. I believe they work with the artist, though, so I think I'm still covered. A couple things going on right now on Coverville that you want to be aware of. First off, we have our remix, the Coverville Theme Contest. This is where you can win a copy of seasons 1, 2, and 3 of Seinfeld, the DVDs, volume 1 and volume 2, just by doing a great remix of the Coverville theme. Send in your entries, and I'll pick the top 5 to play on the countdown shows, which will be starting right around December 20th. And if yours is the number 1, which I'll play on the 5th countdown show, then you get that Seinfeld collection. Now, when I originally announced the contest, I put up the GarageBand file of the show. I'm sorry, of the theme. And it was in iLife 08 format. And there's a lot of people out there who are on Macs and don't have the newest version of GarageBand, or maybe even don't have GarageBand at all and you're on a Mac or you're on a PC. So if you go to the website today, you'll find an update to that posting that I posted today with a link where you can download an older version of the GarageBand file if you have an older version of GarageBand, or even the individual MP3s from every layer of that track, a drum layer, a bass layer, even the vocal layers, which sound pretty bad on their own. So that's going on. Also, the Coverville countdown in full swing. A few more days. You have till the end of this week to get in your nominations, and then around Friday I will announce the nominations for the My Favorite Cover countdown, and you'll go there and vote for your favorites, and we'll have more information about that as we get closer. Maybe one of those songs you want to nominate or vote for is going to be this one. It is an absolutely gorgeous, 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 gorgeous version of Rihanna's Umbrella, and it's performed by a singer named Marie Digby, and it comes from her 2007 release, Start Here. Now, I'm a big fan of the covers I've heard of this song. I like the original, but I really like the covers. And I love the cover by Mandy Moore, but I haven't been able to get that one secured for the show. So while we're waiting for that, this version is absolutely, what's the word I'm looking for? It'll hold you over until we get that one, because this one is beautiful. This was a recommendation by Kimberly, who suggested it. Absolutely gorgeous. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Rihanna's Umbrella by Marie Digby.
You have my heart, and we'll never be a world apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you will see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. That I'll always be your friend. Took an oath, I'm sticking out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. 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 Fancy things, they're never coming in between. You're part of my entity, here for infinity. When the war has took its part, when the world has dealt its cards, if the hand is hard, together we'll mend your heart. Because when the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'll be here.
it rain and listen to it pour. And with every drop of rain, you know I love you more. Call my name right out loud. I can hear you above the clouds. As long as we're together, who cares about the weather? Listen to the falling rain. Listen to it fall.
So when I said that for the request shows, I just sit back and let you do all the work, was lying a little bit. I was exaggerating because, you know, I have to be here to put Umbrella with Here Comes the Rain Again. That was Here Comes the Rain Again by Kim Kuzma from her 1999 album Contradictions. That's going out to Wayne in Woodstock, Georgia, who is upset. He hasn't seen a lot of rain this year in Georgia. They haven't seen enough precipitation. So he's hoping that this rain request will start bringing some rain to Wayne. Some rain out to Georgia, out to Woodstock, Georgia. Before that, you heard Umbrella, originally by Rihanna, covered there by Marie Digby, quite beautifully, from her 2007 release, Start Here. Well, Tina is in the basement. How you doing, Tina?
Fine, how are you?
Good. Tina, you know, for those of you just joining the show, Tina's my wife. And every Sunday she comes down for trivia, or every all-request show, since today's not Sunday. Today's Monday. But
it is.
She comes down for all the Musically Challenged segments. You know, I put out the call last week that I was running out of Musically Challenged segments. And speaking of the rain, man, they just came
pouring in.
Exactly. So that's great.
That's good.
So we'll have plenty to keep us going through the holidays. But why don't we get to this one? Anything you want to say before we get into this?
Nope.
All right, then. Let's jump right into it. Here is a combining two of my favorite things, lyrics and Lost in Translation. Here's Andy Williams with this week's Musically Challenged.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, Tina.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Great.
And you?
My name is Andy Williams from I Don't Have a Podcast, But I'm Thinking About It. And I remember some time ago, Brian said he would like a lyrics-based trivia section, so I decided to put one together for you. And of course, being the lyrics man that you are, a straightforward reading of the lyrics is just too easy. So I decided to put together a Lost in Translation version. I took some lyrics from five songs that were on your countdown last year, and I put them through a translation using a computer, translated them into one language, and then I translated that translation back into English to give us a mangled lyrics.
Holy cow.
For you to decipher. Now, your job is to name the original artist and the title of the song. So, let's begin. Question one is a song from 1965, translated into simplified Chinese and then back into English. And the lyrics are, I am unable to obtain satisfaction. I am unable to obtain the girl to respond because I attempt and me to attempt and me to attempt and me to attempt. I am unable to obtain me to be unable to obtain no.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Yeah, and I try and I try
good.
And I...
Yeah.
That's very good, yeah.
That is funny.
Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Very good.
Question two is a song from 1979, translated into Japanese before it was translated back into English. And it is, I turned at first glance, but it went. I now cannot put my finger to that. The child goes dream, you are brought up. I became easily the insensible sense.
I don't know. What is it?
I got it from the I turned to look, but she was gone. I could not put my finger on it now. That's Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb.
Oh.
Which had a couple covers in the countdown last year. Scissor Sisters.
Oh.
And
Comfortably Numb?
Huh?
Comfortably Numb.
Comfortably Numb was the song, yeah. Scissor mm-hmm. Sisters and Copper Box both did great versions of that.
Great.
Question three is a 1980 song translated into Korean, then back into English. And it goes, song. It does this song of the freedom, which spreads out the thing ong. Without being it happens, goes out, and until now, because all is, a rest song.
I don't know.
I'm thinking that that's Redemption Song by Joe Strummer. Who I think Johnny Cash covered that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't think of it.
I'm not going to sing it for you.
Question number four is a song from 1979, translated into Russian and back into English. And this song goes like this. He always spoke it was as good as gold, and it cannot see any reason, because not will be reasons. What reason you to be shown? Say to me why, for, and that's the number four, I do not love Mondays.
You should be able to get that from that last line.
Yeah, isn't it? I hate Mondays.
I don't like Mondays.
I don't like Mondays.
By,
I don't know. Who's it by?
Boomtown Rats.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good. This is a blast. I love. This is a great concept for a musically challenged.
And I know.
You can do it without any, you know, production work, any songs or anything like that.
So yeah, it really throws you off.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last question, number five, is from 1983, translated into traditional Chinese. And it goes, my critically ill dream was is best I once to have. I thought very difficult to tell you because I thought very difficult to adopt. When the people run in the circle, it is extremely, the extremely crazy world. Now...
Okay.
I don't know.
When the people run in a circle. That was the, that's what gave it to me. It's a very, very mad world.
Oh.
Tears for Fears. Covered by Jamie Cullum for the, are you touching the microphone?
I'm not doing
what
anything.
What is that? That's a weird.
I have no idea.
Oh, it's everybody running through the house.
It is.
Gary Jules. That's right. Gary Jules, Mad World. All right, cool. Let's see how we did.
The time to pause for your answers.
Pause.
Okay, have you figured it out? Let's go over the answers.
I feel good about
question
4 out of 5 of these.
From 1965 was, I am unable to obtain satisfaction, or originally, the Rolling Stones, I can't get no satisfaction. Okay. Question number 2 was from Pink Floyd. Easily the insensible sense, or comfortably numb. Question 3 was a rest song, or more commonly known as Bob Marley's redemption song.
Yep.
Question number 4 is probably the easiest of the bunch. It was I Do Not Love Mondays, or originally I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats. And lastly, question 5 was Crazy World, or more commonly known as Mad World by Tears for Fears.
Ooh, look at that. 5 for 5.
I guess you got 4 out of the 5 questions. Well, I hope you enjoyed this Lost in Translation lyrics edition of the musical trivia section. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you, Andy. That's awesome. Very cool. I love the concept for that one, doing the translating and then translating back to English. So very, very cool. And that is going to do it for today's show. A really quick thank you to Audio Engine.
That was the dog's tail.
All the noise, man. Audio Engine for sponsoring the show. You know, Coverville is made possible by sponsors like Audio Engine USA, as well as generous donations from listeners like you. Big thanks going out to John from Urbana, Illinois, for his generous donation in the last couple days. Thank you, John, for that. Of course, that money goes right back into the show for buying CDs and whatnot, so really appreciate that. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do it by emailing me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. Thanks to Tina for joining us tonight also for the trivia.
You're welcome.
Tomorrow night, we'll be back with another show. Yes, no rest for the wicked. Since I missed out on Sunday, that just throws off my Monday. But it won't throw off your Tuesday or your Thursday. Originalville tomorrow night. So original versions of songs that are better known as covers.
And are you going to do some like really old ones?
I might have a couple really old ones.
Yeah.
Do you have some?
No.
Suggestions?
Just those. Remember you had gotten a couple CDs that had like the really, really old ones like, you know, cotton picking songs and like, you know.
Those cotton picking songs. Yes.
No, they're really cool.
So look for those. Thursday is going to be a cover story in celebration of Jeff Lynne's birthday at the end of this month. We'll do an Electric Light Orchestra cover story, so stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.